It's time for Bucky's Legends on the Beaver Radio Network, presented by BSUBeavers.com. In all the years of Beaver hockey, some players like Joel Otto, Brian Grand, and Matt Reed took the spotlight. But if not for the work of some of the unsung heroes, Beaver hockey wouldn't be what it is today. The year before BSU made the Division I tournament for the first time, they won 20 games. Coach Tom Ceratori joins us next on the Beaver Radio Network.
Find more information about the games featured in Bucky's Legends by visiting the official site of Bemidji State Athletics, BSUBeavers.com. Download electronic schedules for any BSU sports team right to your favorite mobile device. Keep up with the latest news and even watch archive videos of past BSU events. And find links to follow the Beavers on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Can't make it to the game? Follow live stats while you're listening right here on the Beaver Radio Network. You can even find ticket information about the next Beaver event so you won't miss any of the action. BSUBeavers.com, the official website of Bemidji State Beaver Athletics.
Welcome back to Bucky's Legends on the Beaver Radio Network. The Beavers made the NCAA tournament for the first time in the spring of 2005, the team the year before that won 20 games and was the precursor of things to come. Head coach Tom Ceratori on his unsung hero that year.
I think that group in 03-04, that was a good team, and we were the best team in the league that year when we lost to Niagara in the CHA finals to go to the national tournament overtime, but we were a good team. And I'm going to say collectively that was just a strong group of high character guys, and collectively, again, they just did so many things. They did so many things for us that year. So, and then of course that led us to the national tournament the next year. And a few of those guys graduated. The Methvins, obviously. I look at those guys. Those guys were so, that whole group. With Barnsey and Hannell and Jesse Balsamo, the Methvins. Just a large group of guys, and those guys meant a lot to our program, and they changed. They really changed the dynamics as we went to Division I, and they took their lumps early, but boy, by the time they left, they established themselves as just a core group.
You've been listening to Bucky's Legends, presented by BSUBeavers.com on the Beaver Radio Network. To listen to past archives of the show, log on to BeaverRadioNetwork.com. BSU Beaver Men's Hockey on Mix 103.7 and online at BeaverRadioNetwork.com.